Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin and go to Del Sol High School in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the president spoke today on immigration reform. Angela Maria Kelly, the Vice President of Immigration Policy and Advocacy at the Center for American Progress, joins us to outline what President Obama proposed today and assess the chances of it being implemented by Congress, where House Republicans are bitterly divided on the issue. Then we'll look into the so-called Gang of Eight senators who offered their immigration reform proposal yesterday. Since two of the four Republican senators are from Arizona, we'll look into both the president's and the senators' proposals from the perspective of the reality on the ground in Arizona, where immigration is a deeply contentious issue. Jeff Biggers, the author of State Out of the Union, Arizona and the Final Showdown Over the American Dream, joins us. Then finally, we're joined in the studio by the filmmakers of The Square, a new feature documentary on the ongoing Egyptian revolution that just won the Audience Award at Sundance. The director of The Square, Jahan Nujaim, who also directed the award-winning film The Control Room, and the producer of The Square, Karim Amer, will discuss their heroic efforts to bring the inside story of this revolution that is at the heart of the Arab Spring to the screen. And joining us now from Del Sol High School in Las Vegas, Nevada, is Angela Maria Kelly, who's the Vice President for Immigration Policy and Advocacy at the Center for American Progress, a well-known authority on the policy and politics of immigration. She has published numerous impactful reports on the economic value of immigration reform, the cost of mass deportation, and the integration trends of America's newcomers. Previously, she served as director of the Immigration Policy Center, and prior to that, was deputy director at the National Immigration Forum. Welcome to Background Briefing, Angela Maria Kelly.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and apologies in advance for the background noise. I'm still at the high school.
Well, the president certainly gave a rousing speech, particularly given 54% of the student body are Latinos. He did, when he mentioned the Dreamers, the rafters were shaking, were they not?
Yes, the crowd went wild, as they say. There was clearly a lot of dreamers in the audience. But, you know, look, there are a lot of people who are not necessarily dreamers, but recognize that it's long overdue that we have some kind of immigration reform. And I think the president set the right tone, set the stage for that today.
Well, I thought the point that he made, which is that everybody except Native Americans here in the United States are immigrants. And then he went through the history of very briefly of the different immigrant groups that have arrived in this country. It seemed to me to be a fairly, you know, it's certainly not a controversial point, but there's so much controversy around this issue. What's your sense of what he achieved today?
Well, I think that he added his voice to what is frankly a bipartisan chorus for immigration reform. There's been a virtual stampede of Democrats and Republicans alike in both the House and Senate that are saying the time is now that we need to reform our immigration system. And he drove that point home, I think, by signaling the importance of dealing in a common sense way with the 11 million and providing them a clear roadmap to citizenship. That made a lot of sense. He talked about cracking down on employers who are not following the rules and disadvantage U.S. workers as well as immigrant workers. He talked about the importance of border security and that there's been a lot of resources put in that direction, and there needs to continue to be that. So I think that he added more texture, more depth to the conversation. And he also signaled, and I think this is particularly important, that yes, he wants Congress to act. He's got confidence in the process that started so far and was announced by eight senators yesterday, where they unveiled a blueprint, if you will, or principles for immigration reform. But that, you know, the time is now, and he won't wait forever for legislation. And so I think it's important that he also signaled that he would put the gas pedal down to the ground if the process starts to slow.
Well, when he says, though, that do we have the resolve as a people, as a country, as a government, and that even they believe that immigration reform was within our grasp, of course, back in 2007, it looked that way, too, with John McCain, George Bush, and Teddy Kennedy all joining forces, and then suddenly an avalanche of resistance appeared out of nowhere.
Well, that's true, and that was also going on 6 years ago, and a lot's changed in 6 years. You saw particularly the politics of this issue change. The Latino vote, the Asian vote, the new American vote was the biggest it's ever been, strongest it's ever been, decisive in the election. And the key issue that they point to is about immigration reform. So there's a political landscape that looks different today than it did then. And also what's changed, frankly, is the policies. We have had vigorous enforcement by both the previous administration and the Bush and the Obama administration. You know, President Obama deported more people in year three of his administration than Bush did in 8 years. There's much more cooperation between local police and immigration agents. There's a more secure border than there's ever been. I could go on and on. And while we've got certainly concerns with some of those enforcement policies, the overall picture is undeniable that we have put a lot of resources in enforcement, and we still have a high degree of we still have a big number of folks who are living here without papers. So you can't enforce your way out of the problem. And I think that policy realization is also different than 2007. So the two flows of a political landscape that's different and policies where you can check a lot of boxes that we've done everything we can do would suggest that now is the time for reform and that it's ripened in a way that it hadn't in 2007.
And in terms of both the Senate proposal from the Gang of Eight and what the president said today at the high school in Las Vegas, where you are, Angela Maria Kelly, of course, the two things that stick out in terms of the cart, the horse before the cart, the horse being securing the border and then the cart being a pathway to immigration for the 11 million people here. There's no sense of exactly when and how you certify that the border is secure. And until that is done, I imagine the people who are in the shadows won't want to come out and expose themselves unless there is a secure path offered there.
Yep. You're pointing to what's going to be an important feature of any legislation, and that is the interplay between the requirements in terms of border security and how the 11 million are treated. And we have to ensure that we still have a vigorous enforcement at the border and that it that it keeps pace with changing technology. And so that's absolutely critically important. But to the extent that you're going to hold back on treating the 11 million and dealing with them sensibly, we have to be sure that those triggers are achievable, that they're measurable, and that's important detail that's not been provided. And then also the question you were asking is, what's going to happen with the 11 million in the meantime? So these are important details that we'll look at with a microscope, but we don't know yet what that's going to look like.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today, Angela Maria Kelly.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, I've been speaking with Angela Maria Kelly, who is the Vice President for Immigration Policy and Advocacy at the Center for American Progress. She's a well-known authority on the policy and the politics of immigration, and she's published numerous impactful reports on the economic value of immigration reform, the cost of mass deportation, and the integration trends of America's newcomers. Previously, she served as director of the Immigration Policy Center, and prior to that was deputy director of the National Immigration Forum. She was in the audience today at Del Sol High School in Las Vegas, where President Obama outlined his proposals for immigration reform. And we're going to take a brief station break and be back talking further about immigration reform.
There's a place where I've been told every street is paved with gold. And it's just across